Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord's words today have echoed down throughout the centuries for all his followers, in which every age has faced persecutions of one sort or another, or discrimination, all because of the fidelity to Jesus and his teachings in his gospel. And our time is no different, as we see an ever-increasing hostility to the teachings of Christ and to his church that he founded, and to the gospel. And we on our part must be ever renewed in courage in being faithful to Christ, and recognizing that Christ still calls us to give that witness by which we daily live our life in following him with fidelity, with love, even amidst a world which is ever increasingly rejecting him and his teaching. The teachings of Christ cannot change, and that is, the truth cannot be changed. No matter how the world reacts to us as Catholics, we must always adhere to those teachings which are sacred and given to us by our Savior, the sacredness of human life, and the evil of abortion, the sacredness of marriage between one man and one woman, and the sacredness of dying with that true dignity, even with suffering. That suffering has been seen as an evil in our society, and yet Christ teaches us that suffering is sanctifying and redeeming, and that even in the midst of suffering and death, there is a dignity in being, the true dignity is being united to Christ in his suffering, not escaping suffering by seeking euthanasia. That is a cop-out, that the true dignity is being united to the suffering of Christ. And so we must not tire or be afraid, for our Lord has already told us that we can expect persecution. What we must do on our part is be ever more courageous in proclaiming the gospel and the teachings of Christ, even if it means we should be imprisoned or face death. No matter what, we remain faithful to Jesus, and the one who gives us that strength to persevere is Our Lady. As Saint John was at the foot of the cross when all the other disciples fled, Our Lady gave Saint John that courage to stand and give witness to his Savior without fear. And we too ask Our Lady, uniting ourselves to Our Lady and being with her at the foot of the cross, will give us that same courage to stand faithfully and give a witness to our Savior without fear. May Our Lady truly inspire all Catholics and all Christians to be faithful to Christ and to be courageous, proclaiming that truth which we have been handed down to through the centuries of the gospel and the teachings of Christ, and that we might continue to be ever more faithful in our prayers, our sacrifices, in seeking the conversion of a world which has rejected him who is the Savior and Lord of all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.